Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is up? Welcome, Roto Grinders, Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Tuesday, getting you set for another night of Daily Fantasy Hoops, hopefully putting you on the right track to build some winning lineups tonight. Of course, I'm Dan Bach, great to be here with you as always, and I want to thank our good friends over at Fantasy Draft, because of course, Fantasy Draft, the sponsor of this show. We've got the Road to Augusta promo that we're running with them and the Tour Junkies, which could send you to Augusta National for the big Masters tournament happening in April. What you need to do is make sure you sign up to Fantasy Draft using our Roto Grinders affiliate account. So basically any link that we have, our reviews page, or I believe there's promo code Grinders as well, that will get you locked in. You'll obviously get the requisite bonus that we have offered as well at the time. But then every game that you play on Fantasy Draft for PGA, you will be getting like an entry into this drawing, which will take place, I think, a couple of weeks before the tournament. So make sure you do that. And the Tour Junkies are going to draw that live, I think, on Periscope. And who knows? That could be you. All you have to do is be playing Daily Fantasy Golf on Fantasy Draft. And make sure that you're referred by us here at Roto Grinders, and you're set to go. It's a great promo and a great golf game as well over there. So excited for that. Also, tonight in hoops, interesting slate today. We get LeBron, we got Giannis, we got Westbrook, we got Harden, and we might not have the greatest value on the slate today. So we're kind of trying to navigate this through and see if we can't help you build some good lineups tonight. But I do like the makeup of this slate in terms of the number of games. We've got six games for us today. That's a nice number, not too overwhelming when you get into the 12, not too little when you're around three. So hopefully we can put you in the right spot today through our analysis. Well, we are going to get right into it. We go by position here. I usually use FanDuel as our point of reference in terms of positions, just because we've got less flexibility over there. So keep that in mind through our discussion today. And let's get into it. We'll start at the point guard position. And, you know, we saw last night that Dejounte Murray ended up getting the start for San Antonio and ended up playing, I think it was about 28 minutes. And I really was encouraged by what I saw there with 14 shot attempts for him. Didn't even get to the free throw line, which is not something he does a whole lot, but usually can get 2 to 3 free throw attempts. And then rebounding and assist numbers were actually a little bit down by his standard and still finished with a 24 fantasy point day. On the back end of a back-to-back, I expect him to get solid playing time here against Denver, who ranks as one of the worst teams in the league versus the point guard spot. So he's 5,500 over on FanDuel tonight. On DraftKings, we get him at 57. Fantasy Draft 11.3 is a little bit higher normally than I'm looking to pay over there. But I think he really works on FanDuel, where you're required to play two point guards tonight. And I like him a whole lot there. I think that Tony Parker on the back-to-back, his minutes are usually going to shave down. And with no LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, if you looked at some of the usage stats previously, he actually gets a bump when we have no Aldridge and we have no Leonard, which is going to be the case again tonight. So no line in that game yet. And certainly if he would sit Patty Mills, I would have no problem kind of moving up the ladder a little bit as well. I'm going to start with the, you know, mid-tier or lower tier, then we're going to get to the high-tier guys. De'Aaron Fox today against Dallas. I like him at 6K on FanDuel. 63 on DraftKings feels a little bit much. 12-8 on Fantasy Draft feels a little bit much. He's been much more consistent here lately. Again, George Hill's out of the mix, so we're going to see him probably in the mid-30s on minutes. But I just question the kind of upside that we have in him. He's not a double-digit assist guy. He's not a 6-rebound guy. And maybe he's a 20-point-a-game guy, but I don't think he's like a 30-point-a-game guy. So I think he's safe, but I just don't feel like we've got upside, and that number is getting cooked up a little bit. I mean, fantasy draft, he was 11-6 against Minnesota. He's 12-8 here today. On DraftKings, 5,900, a little bit easier than the 64. And that's why I say DraftKings, he went from, or FanDuel, he went from 54 up to 6K. So the number's rising to where it should be, but I'm not seeing like big 40 fantasy point games from him. So I think like in tournaments, it's probably not the guy that I'm looking to play that much today, just because I think the upside is limited in a guy like him. I'd rather go Murray at 500 less and probably have the same upside as him. Maybe not quite as safe, just because it's the Spurs, and we know that no Spur is ever safe, certainly on a back-to-back, but I feel like the savings makes it worthwhile. A lot of guys kind of, well, let's just kind of stay down in the cheap seats here for a minute. We've got, let's talk about George Hill for the Cavs. He played 21 minutes this last game, and it's interesting because all these guys came over from the Cavs, and a lot of these guys were in situations where they were sharing minutes, and we're kind of back in that same position here. He was in the 20s. Clarkson was in the 20s. Nance hit about 18 to 20 minutes last game. Rodney Hood in the 20s. So it's not like this move has done much to swing too much from a fantasy perspective, just because A, they're still feeling everybody out, and B, I think it makes it a better team, not necessarily a better fantasy spot. So I think it's really tough to pull the trigger on George Hill. The salary is intriguing. 4,800 on FanDuel, 49 on DraftKings, and 96 on Fantasy Draft. If you need to stars and scrub it up, if you want two of the big guns into your lineup, I get it. I think I'd rather have Murray for 700 more if you can swing it, but I get it. But it's going to have to be in a big-time kind of stars and scrub reaching type lineup. So he's in the tournament player pool, but not a guy I'm overly excited about. But it's also a day where there's not a ton of value to necessarily bring into your lineups today. So that's the struggle. Another piece of value, which I think I might prefer a little bit more just because of the price, and that's Tyler Dorsey for the Atlanta Hawks. He's going to get more minutes. Bellinelli is gone, and if you look at him, he has been 26, 23, 24, 28 minutes over the last four games. 15, 16, 21, 27, the fantasy output. You're not excited at 15 or 16 fantasy points at 3,700 on FanDuel or 3,900 on DraftKings, but you'll take 25 or 22 under 4K. That's giving you that 5, almost 6X. So it's just a matter of whether or not you can get back to that. And I think that he can, because he is a fairly aggressive scorer. The ancillary stats haven't really been there the last two games: 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 rebound, 1 assist. I think he's going to do better than that moving forward. 0 steals, 0 blocks. I mean, those stats I think are going to come. So if he can keep the scoring at 10, 14, 11, 10, and then add some of those other stats, which just by de facto being on the floor, I think you're going to get some. He should be okay. So I think he's actually a really interesting play today, and a preferred target, I think, over even a George Hill when you consider 4,800 for Hill, 37 for Dorsey. I mean, that's a significant savings that you get on him. On Fantasy Draft, he's 7,700, so a really great path to getting some studs into your lineup today. In the middle tier, Lowry's fine today. It's not the best matchup in the world versus Miami, and he certainly is almost feels like he's hitting a wall here. 9, 10, 13, 11, 13, those are shot attempts for him here lately, and he's not like a high-volume shooter, there's no question about it, but the fantasy output, you know, he's really only made value once in each of the last four games. That can change quickly for a guy like him if he gets hot, if he gets going, but I'm not sure I'm that comfortable rolling him in cash games today. Eric Bledsoe, he's, again, started to get some consistency over the last four games. 35, 44, 43, 43. The price really hasn't risen. He's still at 72 on DraftKings, 79 on FanDuel, which is actually cheaper than he was versus Orlando. and 14-9 on fantasy draft. That's where he's gotten the biggest bump. So that might be the spot you don't play him. But the other two, I think you can. And I probably would prefer Bledsoe over a Kyle Lowry today for just 300 more. And more than a Dennis Schroeder, who's going against Milwaukee, is usually pretty tough against the point guard position. Now the Spens, Russell Westbrook, 12-1 today on FanDuel. I think Westbrook plays tonight. 11-4 DraftKings, almost 21K on fantasy draft. I feel like this is a nationally televised game. It's versus LeBron. He's going to play here. I feel like 90% sure that he's going to go. Does that mean we play him in our lineups? Man, he's a great player. There's no question about it. It's just, can you fit it today? Is there enough value to make that work? And especially when you look at the price, he's more expensive than LeBron by a good bit. I think I'd rather play LeBron, but you're never doing it wrong playing Russell Westbrook tonight. So I'm not going to criticize you going down that path, but you're probably going to have to play some Tyler Dorsey and find some value as well. But Westbrook, I expect him to play tonight. All right, let's move on to shooting guard. And I think the high end here today, I mean, James Harden for me is just like so much better of a play than everyone else at this position that he's probably my preferred spend up just looking at kind of positional scarcity. You know, I talked about all those point guards we have, and I think that makes it easier to fade Westbrook. And, you know, I think we're going to find out if he's going to be able to play or not before tip off today. Let me see the timing of what we've got on games tonight. A 7 o'clock game, Miami, Toronto, and then Cleveland. OKC is at 8. So possibility we won't know, but just looking at this position, I think if I got to pay for an 11K guy, I can only get one. It's probably James Harden here against Minnesota. Total of 222. A very tight spread on this one. I'm not overly concerned about, you know, potential Jimmy Butler defense. I mean, Harden is an elite player. He's going to score regardless of who's guarding him defensively. And I think this could be a tight back and forth. You know, you don't predict overtime. If somebody says they predict overtime in their analysis, they're goofy. But at least there's a greater possibility of it in a game like this than there was, you know, the Phoenix Golden State game last night. But I think that I definitely think Harden is my preferred choice here today. I'll be curious to see what these other, you know, game totals come in. We're still waiting on a handful of them. But yeah, more has to do with like, where else are we going here today? I mean, Chris Middleton, nice player, had that nice 44 spot last game against Orlando, who's dreadful on defense, just like Atlanta is. But at a 22, a 32, a 22, a 25, the four games before that. So I'm not completely in love with him today at that price point. He's okay, but not like somebody I'm searching out to get into my lineups tonight. DeMar DeRozan, another guy who has played really well this season, got all the way up to like a 9K salary, but seemed to like cool off and then kind of came back with 340 fantasy point games. I feel like the salary's right on him today at 8,200 against Miami. Let me see if he has played them this year. Alrighty, as I go through the old game logs and not seeing it. Doesn't look like they played Miami or he's played Miami yet this season. I mean, salary's okay, but I mean, if you're fair and balanced all throughout your lineup, if you're fading the studs today, he works. And it's not to say that path can't work. I mean, it's going to be relying on guys like Seti Osman and Tyler Dorsey, and that's usually a dangerous thing to do. But, you know, DeRozan, 8,200, he's fine. But, yeah, not anybody I think you have to force into your lineups. Other value options for us, again, this is a tough position for me. Like, you know, Jordan Clarkson at 5,900, I'm just not sold on the minutes there. So I don't think I can quite pull the trigger there because you still got Korver, you still got J.R. Smith. Yeah, I need to see more. I need to get a better feel for that rotation before I'm investing that salary. Eric Gordon looks really cheap today at 4.7, and I know the minutes are really down for him. 24, 26, 28 is where he's been over the last three games. It would be a, you know, kind of stunning to suddenly see it jump back up, but you're getting big savings on a guy who, if he does get hot with the jump shot, watch out. Like, if he gets over 30 minutes, which more times than not, that's when Paul or when Harden sit, but he was just 5,500 last time out on FanDuel. He was just, 5,400 on DraftKings. So we've got really good savings on him here, but I think there's some risk. GPPs, no problem. It's a risky proposition to play those things. It's a high variant game, and he's absolutely a guy who could get you 30 fantasy points at 4.7, but he could also get you 12, like we've seen recently. So that's why I'd rather kind of look to him in that format. Bazemore's probably fine today at 5.6, 5.4 on DraftKings, and 11.2. Not a guy who plays 30 minutes, which is kind of interesting, but like even last game, what I like to see is 1-for-8 shooting, still finish with 22 fantasy points. More times than not, he's going to do a little bit better than that. Wings against Milwaukee, usually a pretty good spot. The salary is not up there, so I don't mind him one bit. Will Barton versus the Spurs played really poorly against them last time. This is a back-to-back here for San Antonio. Probably would prefer him over Middleton if I'm choosing between either of those two. You know, that's a decision that I have to make. And I'm going to throw Andrew Wiggins in there too. 6.2K on FanDuel. Let's see, DraftKings, same price. Fantasy draft at 12-1's a little bit much, but I feel like we could probably get to a 30 fantasy point game for him. We haven't seen it all but once in the last 6 games, but definitely can get you into the mid-30s, which is good, not great. Might rather save a little bit and roll a Kent Bazemore out there, but again, my lack of confidence is telling you why I feel like James Harden is the play today. Okay, small forward, LeBron James, love him at 11.5 tonight. I think I'd prefer him over Antetokounmpo if I'm choosing between those two, but again, when you get to those level of players, both are just fine. Hard to have that hard of, you know, strong of conviction, but I do like the nationally televised game narrative a little bit, which never hurts. Our other options, we've got a number of values. Again, Osman over there. He's still a starter. The fact that they won that game is a good thing because I think they're probably going to keep a similar rotation. I mean, they absolutely destroyed Boston on the road. I'd be surprised if we get too much tinkering there from Ty Lue after they had such success that game. So he played 29 minutes. The salary got bumped up, though. 46 on DraftKings, I think, is a pass for me. 41 on FanDuel, maybe. 98 on Fantasy Draft is probably a pass for me. If you're playing Yahoo, pretty good salary there, I think, at 11%. So, I think that's where we are looking at things here. Let's see, Taurean Prince at 4K. He has not been playing particularly well at all lately, but he is in line for a big number of minutes, and he could easily give you 30 fantasy points at that $4,700 price tag on DraftKings, or 40 fantasy points over there on 30 fantasy points for 4K on FanDuel. I think he's going to be somewhat popular tonight just based on the minutes and the salary, but not a guy that I think we have to get into our lineups. One guy who got majorly jacked up in salary is Paul George. 10K on FanDuel, 9.9 on Fantasy Draft. And, you know, clearly if Westbrook wouldn't play tonight, then that's a salary he should be because ownership has been ridiculously high on him those two games and he's performed really well. But he's going to be like sub 3% on FanDuel or DraftKings if Westbrook plays because you're paying what feels like almost 2K too much for him. So we got to see how that plays out, but I'm not too interested in him at that price point tonight. Kyle Anderson, 6K against Denver. San Antonio last night, Pau Gasol was the guy who got it done, but he played 34 minutes in that game, took 12 shots, just didn't really do anything in the steals and blocks department. I still feel it's probably a little bit too much for him on FanDuel and DraftKings tonight. So not overly excited to go down that path. So yeah, I think it's like probably LeBron and then Prince and Osman, probably going to be your top choices at that position. Jimmy Butler, if you want to run him back with a Chris Paul or a James Harden, that's fine. I mean, he's got 50, 60 fantasy point upside, no question about that. I mean, last game versus Sacramento appears to be a bit of an outlier there. Only 9 shots where he was at 26, 21, 21 over the last 3 before that. So, and despite that, he still gave you 31 fantasy points despite scoring 18 instead of the normal 30 or so that he's been. So, in what should be a pace-up game for Minnesota, Jimmy Butler, you can make a case that, you know, he's an excellent play tonight. All right, next up, let's move on over to power forward. And I tweeted out this morning, power forward on FanDuel is just disgusting. I mean, the fact that we got a roster 2 guys is not something that I'm looking forward to today. But hey, thus is the game that we decide to play today. So I'm gonna make it very simple here. You know, Taj Gibson at 5,400 on FanDuel. Again, always limited upside with him. Hasn't been playing great, but you know he's going to play upwards of 30 minutes. And the salary is pretty low, about as low as we've seen on him in a while. 5,300 on DraftKings, 5,400 on FanDuel, where, you know, he's been at that spot a little bit. But I don't mind him one bit in this tempo up game versus Houston. But the guy at that same price that I think I like better is Bam. Let's just call him Bam Bam. Out there for the Miami Heat. Adebayo. There you go. Bam Adebayo. 32 minutes last game. Kelly Olynyk's going to miss this one. He's been pretty productive when on the court, and I got to give this guy some credit too. He's a pretty raw player coming out of Kentucky, but he has really shown a bunch of improvement and has the body, I mean, to make it in the NBA. He is a thick kid who plays aggressive, and I really like what I'm seeing from him. So 54 on FanDuel, even the 5K on DraftKings. Yeah, I'm not in love with it because he's only center eligible there, but on FanDuel, they've got him at power forward. He probably is going to be chalky, but I think that's probably the way I'm going to go today. James Johnson, somewhat intriguing here as well. Got 36 minutes 2 games ago. Last game versus Milwaukee only got 20 minutes, but still provided you with over a fantasy point a minute at 21. So, you know, if he can play that well for a longer period of time, that's great. Big upside at 4,300. Not a lot of people have that, so I'm fine with him. Nance, I think I would take a bit of a flyer on because I don't think it's an impossibility that a guy like Thompson potentially gets in some foul trouble. If that happens, you know, they've got to go to Larry Nance. And I'm surprised we almost didn't see that last go-around, last game. Well, not surprised, but I feel like that's going to happen eventually. And Nance is a guy who brings just an incredible amount of athleticism. The 20 minutes we got last game, I'm not in love with. Again, I think that rotation is going to be pretty similar. But in GPPs, you know, if Tristan does get in that foul trouble and he can tick up to 30 minutes at 4,500, I don't mind him one bit. So GPPs probably only for me there. Serge Ibaka, not in love with it. Minutes have been way down for him lately. It's just not a lot of places we can go really today. Davis Bertans got it done last game at a much cheaper salary. He was 3,900. Now he's up to 5K. And on FanDuel, 4,800 on DraftKings. Fantasy draft, 9,300. I don't think I can go there. I don't think, you know, we've got an expected projection of 23 fantasy points on FanDuel tonight. That's not good enough for me. So I probably prefer all those names much better than him today. That's probably where I'm looking today. Bam, a little Taj, maybe a James Johnson, throwing a Nance and a GPP. I'd love for Jabari Parker to get more minutes, but we are just not there yet. So I don't think we can quite go there on him. All right, the center position. Pau Gasol got it done last night. And can we go back to him again? I don't see why not. It is a back-to-back that's a little bit worrisome. But this is it. I mean, All-Star break is coming up. They don't play tomorrow. They might. There's 2 games on Thursday. I'm not sure who's playing on Thursday. There's a chance it could be them because they you know, played yesterday, so they're obviously not going to play 3 games in a row. But let me see real quick. Let me just find that out. That'll make life a little bit easier because if they don't play on Thursday and they don't. So this is their last game before the All-Star break, where they're off for, what, like 7 days or something. So I'm not too worried about, you know, conserving minutes here. And Gasol got it done, as predicted yesterday. Denver, maybe not the best matchup on the board today, but 5,600 on DK, 6K on FanDuel. He's only 600 more than he was yesterday on FanDuel. He's 800 more than he was yesterday on DraftKings. And Fantasy Draft got a big bump up to 11-4. But 15 points, 15 rebounds, he's the chalk tonight, and I think rightfully so. There could be some case to be made for Thon Maker on a Stars and Scrubs lineup, but I'm not probably going that path. I think we're giving up too much at this position to go there, so I'm going to pass there. Steven Adams, super intriguing to me. Let's see what he is on DraftKings. 6,800, he's usually a little bit cheaper, and 71 on FanDuel. 12.5 on Fantasy Draft, I'm not in love with that salary. Okay, but under 7K on DraftKings. He definitely has 30 fantasy point upside here in this matchup. So I like him today. Bigger upside than a guy like Whiteside for like 500 more. He's 7,600 over on FanDuel. And he's definitely, what, double-digit rebounds in three straight games. 16, 17, 14, 12, 16, 19. So really kind of exceeding, I think, expectations here, around 40 fantasy points in three consecutive games. And the salary barely rose. 76 on DraftKings, 76 on FanDuel, 14-2 on Fantasy Draft. So looking at him just a little bit. Probably not playing Tristan Thompson today, but he's cheap, and he did get significant minutes last game, so could make that argument, but I don't think I'm going to go there. You know, Jokic against San Antonio, probably on DraftKings at 8,900 if you're going to pick a spot for him. Enormous upside, of course. Last game versus San Antonio, though, 31 fantasy points for him that day, and he was 8,500. So that's kind of what we got here for you today. One other name, Dwayne Dedmon, and he's kind of intriguing. He played big minutes last game. I gave you 20 and 13 against Detroit, and they won. So the question is, do they bring him back to start again today? Now, they started him that day because it was Drummond, a big, you know, body down low that they wanted him to play defense against. They don't really have that in Milwaukee here today. Like, they've got Thon Maker or John Henson or Tyler Zeller. So a complete different matchup. If he starts again, I think I can buy into it, because they did get the W there, and sometimes teams try to build that momentum, and Atlanta's terrible. Like, if they can find something that works and they beat a pretty good team out there in Detroit, they might continue to roll it out again. But I think there's also a good chance they don't have him start just based on this matchup. But if he's in that starting lineup again today at 5,800 on FanDuel, 53 on DraftKings, 11K on Fantasy Draft, I don't hate the idea of playing him here today. But there you go. That's what we got for you tonight. We want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast and downloading us on iTunes or anywhere else you find podcasts. Search it up, Roto Grinders, and you'll find this show. Thanks to Fantasy Draft. Give them a look. If you haven't played them, be sure to do this week. Tiger Woods out at Riviera for the Genesis Open. Should be a fun golf tournament. Check out their golf product and NBA tonight as well. And I'll return to wrap the first half of the season up on tomorrow's podcast for NBA, as we'll be going into the break. Only a two-gamer on Thursday, and then we're off until like next Wednesday or Thursday, I think. So that's what we've got in store for you. Thanks so much for being a part of what we do here at rotogrinders.com, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Good luck, everybody.